Magic number 9 hockey broadcast, special playoff edition. Game 1, Montreal Canadiens, Les Habitants, versus the Ottawa Senators. And what a game it was. It started with the loudest singing of a national anthem I have ever heard at any venue. The crowd, in general, was louder than anything I have ever heard, without exception. There was, of course, one moment when they were utterly silenced, that being the full speed, near the blue line, middle ice hit by Michael Gribne on forward Lars Eller of the Canadiens, which resulted in him flying through the air, spinning like a cartwheel and landing face first on the ice, out cold, face shattered, teeth blown out, concussion. Took off in a stretcher. I have to agree with Coach McLean from the Ottawa Senators. You keep your head up when you're on the ice. And if you're a defenseman, try not to give your forwards any suicide passes. But rookie Diaz of the Canadiens, number 61, made a mistake. And it cost the Canadiens their vital forward, Lars Eller. Gribne was coming off the bench. Diaz threw what's called a suicide pass to Eller, not realizing that Gribne was coming off the bench. Head down, not paying attention. Gribne hit him full speed. I think it was a clean hit. His feet never left the ground. He did not have the intent to injure. And his body made contact at the exact same time that his shoulder made contact with Lars Eller's head. The shoulder was down. He did not raise it up. I think, it was a two-minute penalty. Tragedy? Yes. But I think it was a clean hit. I don't think he should be suspended. And the fact that he got a five-minute major and a misconduct that resulted in a Canadiens goal, I don't think you can fault the officials for that. In a situation where there's blood literally all over the ice, and a guy is out cold, and he's being taken off in pieces on a stretcher, emotions get the better of you. And, you know, it was debatable. But I think that when you look at the tape, the tale of the tape is, Gribne did not intend to injure. It was a clean hit on a suicide pass. And Eller had possession of the puck when the hit occurred. That makes it clean. Call me controversial. But I say keep your head up. And don't throw suicide passes to your forwards. Rookie mistake? Guy gets his face blasted in half. Torn into pieces. Who knows if Eller will ever be back. Because I saw the pictures and, oh, not good. Then again, hockey players are tough as a coffin nails, so you never know. He might be back. Look what happened with Erik Karlsson, the rookie Norris Trophy winner. Now a seasoned veteran with one of those on his shelf. Had his Achilles tendon, in my opinion, deliberately sliced by Matt Cook, longtime thug, goon, scumbag from Pittsburgh. I think Cook should have been suspended. I think that was deliberate. But he wasn't. And so what we thought was a season-ending, if not potentially career-ending injury to Karlsson, that kid's tough. He came back, ended the season. In game one, he certainly let the Canadiens know he was back. He scored a goal, because that's what Norris Trophy winners do. Breaking through screen, he slopped off to the left, got past, and redirected in past Carey Price. After the Gribne hit, the Canadiens had a furious 5 minutes where they managed to get one goal. And at the end of it, they managed to get a minute and a half of 5-on-3 when the Senators, well, almost inevitably pulled another penalty. But the Senators did not break. And they held them. And then they came back. My God, what a game. The pace was blinding. It was hard to keep up with the puck, much less the players. It was electric. Loudest crowd I've ever heard. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Loudest crowd I've ever heard. This was until the Red Wings Anaheim game later that night, the best game of the playoffs so far. Canadians got up on them, but Ottawa did not fold. They did not give up, and they kept grinding. Their hockey style is simple. It is old-fashioned. It is grit, determination, and this is a team that has fought through. Well, they're seasoned. They've had all their star players injured most of the season, and they're still in the playoffs. And Craig Anderson is a monster in the goal. He was stopping shots he had no right to stop. I think Craig Anderson is the finest goalie in the playoffs right now. I'm jaw floor. I'm not going to make an Eller reference there, but my jaw was on the floor. Amazing. Carey Price is Carey Price. He's one of the top five. But the Senators found a way to solve him. And solve him again. And solve him again. And what started off as a 1-0 lead and then went down to a 2-1 deficit ended up as a, well, the Senators won, and that's all that really matters. I think the Senators have a good potential to take this series, but the way the Montreal Canadiens played, and with the emotional currency they're going to get off the Eller hit and the possible loss of Gribna, I don't think there will be a suspension. The HNIC Council advised against it, but he's still going to have a phone call with Shanny, so we'll see what happens with that. This is going to be one of the premier series, whether it goes six games, seven, and I could see it going seven, frankly. Canadians are no joke, and PK Subban, as usual, was the best player on their team. Amazing. That guy is worth every penny they pay him. He is fantastic. But he can't do it alone. And unless the offense starts clicking for Montreal and they find a way to solve Anderson, they're not going to win. So I say Senators in seven. That's all for me. I'll see you next game.